How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. We've just been talking about what colour Tom's wearing. I think it's lavender, but you're saying it's actually a cornflower blue.
I think up close it's more of a cornflower blue, but isn't that the way of things? Sometimes through the mediums that we work in, they go different colours. It changes the light spectrum somehow.
Or do we all see things slightly differently? And maybe we should just learn to accept that.
I've wondered about that. Do you know, like, is the world you're seeing totally different to the one I'm seeing?
Well, yeah, because in mine...
You're sober.
I'm the lead role.
Oh, yes.
And you're...
Yes, that's true.
You're just returning featured character.
A supporting actor. Yeah, of course, of course. I didn't think of it like that.
When you listen to music, when you walk about your day, is it like... You're like,
soundtrack.
Okay, great, this is my soundtrack.
Yeah, this is the opening credits. Yeah,
for yes!
yet another episode of me.
Love it. Me, yeah. me.
Susie's got the Nutribullet out. Mm. What's in the juice?
The juice is one banana.
Mm-hmm.
A handful of strawberries.
Great.
A handful of dark cherries.
Wow, lovely.
A small handful of blueberries.
Gosh, so healthy.
A spoonful of peanut sure. butter.
Protein.
For my protein. For my gains. I'm really not working out at the moment, but gains.
Don't worry, doesn't matter.
A squeeze of honey. It'll be hard to say how much it is. I think it changes daily.
Yeah.
Then coconut water up to the line. And then whiz that bitch.
Whiz that bitch good. That sounds delicious.
Do you know what? It is really nice. It's like having a milkshake. But it is... That must be like 3 of my 5 a day.
Oh, 100%. Also, what I'm most impressed by is that you're wearing such a light colour t-shirt, Susie, with all those stainy fruits.
And do you know what? This is new as well.
Oh my God, I'm having
because I finally found my white t-shirt. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like I found the white t-shirt. It's like, oh, this is the size that fits me. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's not too tight. It's not too loose.
And it's got a nice sateen to it.
Yes, and it's a crew neck. Is that a crew neck?
I think so. I don't know. I'm not an expert on t-shirts.
well, of course, you rarely wear them.
Well, of course, unless I'm away. But yes, it's true. It's true. And I do appreciate a nicely fitted t-shirt. So well done.
Well, Tom, listen, I've got a whole new look.
Have you? What?
Yeah,
a shop?
Whole new look. Yes, I'm now shopping exclusively in New Look.
That's great.
Good for me.
Good for you. Now, where are you? What are you?
I've started wearing wide leg trousers.
High waisters. Yeah.
Wide-ish with a colourful sock and a white trainer.
Oh, that's very nice. Very nice. Is the trouser slightly turned up at the bottom?
I have one pair that are turned up and one that aren't.
Lovely. Lovely.
And basically there's a woman called Sarah. I can't remember her surname.
Sarah,
I'm sure
hi.
She has one. Hi, Sarah. She does something at Vogue. And because of that, I follow her on Instagram.
Oh, she might do the cleaning.
She might do the cleaning. I think she might be the deputy editor, something like that. I don't read Vogue.
I'm sure she does.
I've not got the time to look at all of those adverts.
Maybe just a bit of cleaning on the side.
She might. Or she might clean her own house. We don't know.
You don't know.
But anyway, I saw her doing a similar look to it.
Okay.
And I thought, that's the busy mum I want to be. I'm just a busy mum.
Oh, she's
going
a busy
about
mom.
Town. She's a busy mum.
Of course.
And then I did team it with a sort of a waistcoat body warmer scenario, and I did it like I was on French exchange.
Well, you say that, but those French exchange students.
And sometimes busy mums are on French exchange.
You've got to fit it all in, you know. Maybe they've stayed with you, or you've stayed with them, so you've got to have them staying with you. You know, you need to step on it at the time.
That's the thing. I lost the thread of that conversation, but I've just come back to it. I realise you mean the people that are exchanging.
Yeah, sorry.
So that's sort of my big news. I've started wearing a shorter trouser with a colourful sock.
Oh, I love it, Suze. I can't wait to see it.
Well, listen, you're seeing me on Sunday for brunch, or Saturday for brunch.
I thought it was Saturday, but I'm open.
No, Saturday's great. So you'll probably see the look IRL.
Oh, as the young people say. Yeah, I'd love that. Oh, do you know what? I'm looking out my window now as well. IRL is so beautiful at the moment. It's so green. All the leaves are out, aren't they now?
All the leaves are green.
The leaves are green. And the sky is blue.
And the sky is blue.
Like,
I can't believe we haven't got a record deal yet.
I know, every week. I've got a lovely buddleer over the back, and there's a lovely blossom.
A
buddleer, I think it is. A sort of, some people say it's a weed. You sometimes see it by railway lines.
Sure.
But it's sort of a purple flower. Oh, guess what, Suze?
Oh, no, what's happened?
I've had to start pissing in the garden.
You've had to start pissing in the garden?
Because the foxes and the creatures come out at night and they scrabble through my particulars. And
particulars being your plants, not your underwear.
Yes, indeed. And my cyclamen at the front, that's gone for a Burton several times now. I came back the other night and it was on the doorstep, like some sort of mafia warning.
What? So an animal has pulled it out and
pulled
then left
it out and then just left it. And so they've left it. And
so they didn't even want it. They didn't even want to replant it in their house, being vandals, in their den.
Being absolute vandals about it, Suze. I put it back loosely. I thought that'll do. I'll put it back tomorrow. Woke up in the morning. They'd been in again and dug even deeper.
What maybe they don't like where it's planted.
Maybe it's Alan Titchmarsh coming round. He's getting rid of my ideas. And then in the back garden, they have had a go at my mournful vegetables. And
why so mournful?
Mournful, just the ones that I'm doing in memory of Dad.
Oh,
and
okay, fine. I thought that made it sound like the vegetables are mournful.
Themselves were mournful. They might be at this rate. The peas are doing very well.
Good for them. Sweet or otherwise?
Both varieties planted. Normal ones going very well. Very well. Sweet ones taking a bit more time. Good for them, actually. Good for them, I say. Carrots coming up brilliantly. But there's a few chard, Swiss chard on the edge to make it look colourful. Well, they've gone for it at the edge, haven't they? So, out I go before bed, have a wee in the garden to tell the foxes or whoever they are, like, this is my territory, back off, bitch.
Wait a minute, you're actually pissing?
Yeah, in the garden. Somebody said you could do it
with
a piscine. Où est la piscine, c'est dans le jardin.
So,
It's at night, I'm in a bush. It's my garden, no one can see.
I'm not doubting it. I'm not suggesting you're sort of getting your dick out and you know, going in the air in the forecourt out the front.
I'm not pissing out the window. But
and I think that would be a bridge too far, even for your neighbours. You do seem like very nice people.
Very, very tolerant neighbours, yeah.
So you're going and having a piss out in the garden. Is it making any difference, or now you're just someone that pisses in the garden?
It's hard to tell. I haven't actually been out in the garden today, so I'll tell you next week. But
so when did you start pissing in your garden?
Oh, just last night, because I was annoyed. And followed the reader advice, listener advice, to put out a little saucer of beer. So there is now several saucers of beer dotted around the vegetables.
So it looks like you've had, like,
a real
party.
Yeah. Oh, just piss in the garden. Oh, I'll leave
your
beer there.
It looks like you're watching the football.
And
pissing in the garden.
Well, it's a big weekend for them, Man U versus Crystal Palace. But the
oh my god, people are coming here to hear about sports. What a shock.
Yeah, what a shock. But yeah, so I'm trying to do my best, and I also got a model of a bird to make the birds not peck at my carrots.
Yeah, how big did the model, how big is the model? What is it, Jane McDonald, something like that?
It's Jane McDonald, yeah. But I have to stand there between cruises. Went to the shops, bought myself, well, Mum bought me a garden furniture set, like a table and two chairs.
Oh, that's nice.
I really like it, actually, Suze. We'll sit on it on Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I bought a model of a bird because somebody said if you put a model of a bird out, then the other birds will be like, oh no, there's a bird here. We won't intervene. Don't mind
us. I mean, that was me.
There you go. That was you. Was it?
Yeah. That's why I've got that bird on my balcony.
In my mind, I wasn't sure if it was you or one of the listeners, and I couldn't work out, and I said nobody. Oh.
It was me. It was me!
All along, it was you. What are the chances?
Quite high, actually, considering how often we talk to each other.
That's true. That is true. But I don't know if it's working or not, but they were doing okay the other day. So, fingers crossed.
You need to go and inspect your garden. Find out if the piss and the birds have helped.
Oh, I wonder. It's such a tough one. What did you do? Why did you put a bird on your balcony to keep those pesky pigeons away?
Yeah, you know those pigeons. I've got that trouble with those pigeons.
Oh.
Oh, Tom, we've had a hell of a week in the flats.
Oh, no, why? What's happened on the WhatsApp? Well,
okay, so on the roof of our building,
yeah,
there's solar panels, and it feeds in to the grid and puts down our energy bills.
Clang.
So, I don't actually know if they've plugged it in yet, but we were told that when we moved. That's what the shiny things are.
Oh.
We were told that when we bought the place. That's what the shiny things are on the ceiling.
Right.
The ceilings, the roofs. You know what I mean. Anyway, they've also put some grass up there. It's like a living roof, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Tom, a duck's only had her chicks up there. A duckling.
A duck.
Yeah, a duck.
Fuck a duck. Oh,
fuck
no.
A duck. So she's made herself a nice little bed up there. She must be thinking, well, this tree is very high.
She must.
But
it's got its own power source, yeah.
She must be very happy anyway. So she's had, I think she had something like, she had a big litter. It's not a litter, is it?
What would
you call it? Pardon?
A flock?
A flock?
A school?
No, school's fish, isn't it?
School's fish. Yeah, maybe a...
A cardigan. A fleece?
An alarange of ducks? I don't know. Yeah, ducklings.
A menagerie
of ducklings. Were there any ugly ducklings?
Well, here's the thing, Tom. She had eight. Four of them jumped off the roof.
Oh, no.
And died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because it's like seven floors up. Anyway, so of course, everyone was getting very upset on the group because there's all these birds, you know, thinking they can fly. They can't fly yet, Tom. That's the thing.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know how they were feeling. I don't know any of it.
So what's happened if they moved
the
ducks?
What I do know is that someone got in touch with the RSPCA.
Oh, well done.
Well done, then. The RSPCA came over, got them, took the mum and the four ducks back to a rescue centre,
nursed
them, made sure they were all okay, and then...
brought them back.
No. Then gave the mum some ducklings that didn't have a mum.
Oh, and did that work out okay?
And that worked out okay, and they've all gone... Now she's got 12 of them. They've all gone off together.
Well,
they've all been released
lovely.
In a wetland nearby.
In a wetland. Wow. How nice. What a lovely story.
Well, except the four that died.
Hey,
that was quite harrowing.
That was harrowing.
Like, don't let your child outside. We're going to have to deal with it.
Oh, I bet your block of flats loved it as well.
Oh, you know what they're like on that group.
They love a drama, don't they?
They love the drama on the group. Excuse me, someone's in my parking space. We'll just park next door. It'll be okay. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll just say, I'm sorry, I think someone's made a mistake. If you don't move your car... I'm going to block you in all night. That sort of thing.
Wow. It's that sort of talk.
Oh, yeah. My dad parked in the wrong space and someone blocked him in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then...
What did they do? Park across the back?
Yeah. And then my dad being my dad.
What did he
do? The car then next to it left and dad was like... Dad did like a 16-point turn.
Oh, got round it?
And got round it. Honestly, the guy was really annoyed.
How funny.
You know my dad, Tom. He won't be beat.
He will not. Did the bloke then put on the WhatsApp?
No, because he came downstairs.
He'd been shamed.
And saw my dad like squeezing out and was like, easy, watch my car.
We'll get it out
of the way.
My dad
was like, don't worry, I've got a load of room. I've got a foot each side.
Wow, that sounds dramatic. Mm. So does everybody have an allocated parking space?
Yes, they do. We're number 77.
What do you do for guests then? Do they have any spaces or no?
What we do for guests is Alice and I keep an eye out for whoever has a parking space and doesn't use it, and then we slip the car in there and hope that nothing happens on the group.
You could just pop a phone number on there and say, call me if you need me to move it.
Call me! Just put a link to Blondie.
Yeah.
That's a nice idea, right?
What a nice idea. A lot of car parking beef, it sounds like.
So much car parking beef. We're opening a butcher's.
You could do.
The underground butcher's. Keep it nice and cold.
Yes! What do you think about holidays by train, Susie? Because I'm thinking about booking a little trip to the south of France.
Are you aware of my Instagram?
You love train content, I know.
I love trains.
But would that be a holiday? That'd be a busman's holiday for you.
Oh, no, I'd love to go on holiday on the train.
Would you?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever done it? Has anyone ever got on the Eurostar, changed at Paris, and gone down to the south?
Well, I've gone on the Eurostar, changed at Paris, and gone on to Amsterdam.
Oh,
didn't we do that together as well?
That was a direct one when we did it.
Oh, we did a direct one. Alice and I changed in Paris when we did
it. Oh, and that was easy?
Oh, Tom, it was glorious. It was better than easy. It was great.
I'd have to change stations, though. I'd have to go to Gare de Lyon.
Nord?
Come into Gare du Nord and then go to Gare de Lyon to get the train down to...
To go down to Lyon?
To go down to, actually, Marseille, confusingly. But annoyingly, Eurostar used to run a direct train to Marseille, but they don't now.
Why Marseille, Tom? What's happening? What's the beef?
It's just the south, isn't it? It's just the south.
Just the south.
And I
watched... South London, South France.
Oh, I'm always about the south, me. And I watched a TV chef talk last week about bouillabaisse and how she'd had it on the side of the port, and it really been a lovely memory for her with a glass of rosé.
You're so easily swayed. Someone tells you about a nice dinner they had once, and you're like, fine.
And I'm like, I want that memory. Fine. Where do I sign?
Your memory sounds better than my memories. Can I have that?
I'll have that one, please, if you don't mind. Yeah, exactly.
How was Cooking with the Stars then?
Well, that was where I saw the chef. It was Rosemary Schrager said it.
Oh, she's cool.
Yeah, she's so cool. Good morning. She's very lovely. They're all very lovely, actually. We had a nice time with everyone. And they all did very well. Everyone worked very hard. Lots of twists and turns in the competition. You'll be glad
to know. I'm sure. It's a great show. How was Emma Willis?
Oh, she was so fun. We had such a laugh. Content to come. She lent me her Spanx. Have you ever worn them before?
What?
Yeah, because she didn't give them to me without being asked. I was going on about how my jackets have stopped fitting because on a cooking show I am inclined to eat as much as I can.
Of course.
My jackets stopped fitting, and then I said to her, "Do you have any Spanx?" And she said, "Yes, borrow mine."
And you actually put them on?
Yeah.
And how did they feel?
Wonderful.
Do they come up to your boobs?
Yeah, they come up to your nips.
Right to the nips?
Yeah. Let me tell you, it flattened everything out. Everything.
Did you feel great?
Yeah, I did.
Did you feel
actually.
Like putting on a slinky little dress?
I did actually, going to an awards do, yeah. I felt like, the thing is, first of all, I asked, could I be bought some male Spanx, which are like a vest. Well, that didn't cut the mustard because it wasn't tight enough. And then Emma said, well, you can borrow mine. So I did. And then those were the pulley up ones rather than the vest ones.
Well, and they've got like pants at the bottom.
Yeah, but I wore my own pants underneath.
Well, I would hope so.
Because I wasn't going for a sheer look. It didn't matter.
Yeah, and I don't think that she needs
she doesn't
your
need
bits
that.
And pieces hanging
no,
there in her gusset.
She's been kind enough as it is.
She, yeah.
It's very uncomfortable.
Is it the whole time?
Well, you just sort of feel like you're exploding out of your clothes.
Do you feel like you're a sausage?
Somebody did describe me as like an uncooked sausage when I first put it on, because of course
that's,
I showed that's, everyone.
That feels quite harsh.
So that was
are you okay? Are you sure you're alright on the show?
I laughed. It was fine. But it was.
How long did you wear them for?
All day.
Oh God, that sounds horrible.
I tell you what's difficult is going for a wee. Never mind in the garden, just anywhere. Just
oh, like, Tom, try wearing a jumpsuit.
Oh, that must be exactly like that.
Well, we've got to do is when you have a wee,
take
you end up
off.
Sitting on the toilet with your tits out.
Oh, Susan.
You think if someone comes in now, they're getting everything. They're getting the whole show. The whole kit and caboodle, which
they
is what
are.
I call mine.
Yes. Great name. Yeah, I can imagine. It was a bit of an ordeal. Yeah, I had to do that. There are lots of layers because it's like pants, Spanx, shirt, trouser, waistcoat, jacket.
Tie.
And a tie.
Pocket square.
Bowler
hat. That adds an inch on screen.
Let me tell you, everything had to be slimmed down. But you can see why, as Emma said, this is why people don't smile on the red carpet.
She's good, isn't she?
She's very funny. Very kind. Very good with people. Knows people. Understands people.
So nice. Beautiful as well.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
A beautiful lady.
Yes.
Tom, as ever, we've had such lovely correspondence from our dear friends.
Oh, what have they said?
Oh, so much.
Oh, how lovely. We got such a nice one over the weekend, didn't we?
Oh, such a nice message. So many nice messages. Shall I share a few?
Oh, I'd love it, Suze. I'd love it.
Well, you see, you've been talking about discouraging birds from your garden, and not just me.
You're welcome.
Not just me and your mum. Dear Susie and Tom, just listen to the podcast and have a couple of ideas about keeping tits out of Tom's garden.
Oh, thank you. What do they think?
Tom, do you have any old CDs?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
If so, you should hang a long piece of thin rope or a thick string or thread through the hole of the CD,
yeah.
Tie a knot to the rope at the either side of the CD, and make sure the CDs are well spaced apart.
Okay.
Hang the CD garland over the area you want to protect from the birds.
Oh.
The CDs will move in the wind and send out flashes of light from the sun, and these random flashes will deter birds.
Oh, what a clever idea.
If you have no CDs, try a metal wind catcher or two instead. You can get these from a garden centre and they will give a similar effect, but in a more elegant way.
Mm.
Finally, you can use a bird ornament. Yes, we've discussed this.
Bird ornament, we're already there, love.
But make sure it's a bird of prey, so to deter the tits.
A bald eagle or something.
As we all know, tits are not frightened of sparrows, but are nervous around a kestrel!
Cares. Oh, cares.
If you ever get a pond, a well-placed heron will keep the fish safe. Love to you both, and that's from Faye.
Faye,
thank you so much. What would we do without you, Faye? Do you have any old CDs?
Yes, I must do somewhere, Suze.
What sort of CDs would they be, Tom, do you think that you bought in your youth?
Probably Sheryl Crow, Alanis Morissette.
Oh, I loved Every Day is a Winding Road.
Every day is a winding road.
I had that album. Loved it, to be fair.
Did.
I'm not going to slag it. You know me. For a long time, one of my weak spots was a girl with a guitar.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've all had those days.
We've all been there.
What about the slugs, though? They are feeling... Oh, and the little squirrels. I'd like to have some advice on that, because I'm wondering now, maybe the tits weren't the enemy after all.
Oh, do you think it's the squirrels that are fucking you up?
I think it could be the squirrels. I think it could be the foxes. Well, I'm marking my territory. But because we had the fox come in.
Oh, that's the thing.
Dug up the padded rim on the...
What?
On the trampoline.
Oh.
Started playing with it, throwing it up in the air, having a whale of a time, wasn't he? I banged on the window, he just looked at me.
That's the thing about these fucking foxes.
Yeah.
They are so bold.
And they're massive. It's like a horse.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah.
It's like a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Yes, it is like a Burmese Mountain Dog.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking I might have to get like a big dog.
What? The best dog.
What one?
I saw the best dog in the street yesterday. I honestly think it's the best dog I've ever seen.
Oh,
Tom, I want you to Google it.
Okay.
So that you can explain to the audience what it looks like. It's called a Bernie Doodle. So B-E-R-N-E Doodle. They're so pleasing.
B-E-R-N-E
Doodle. It's a Bernese Mountain Dog with a poodle. Tell me that's not the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh, look at him, Bernie Doodle.
He's smiling. They're so tall. They look kind of like Muppets in a weird way.
They really do. The ones in the picture have got such a funny face on him. He's kind of like, hello.
Hiya.
And welcome to the show.
Do you think he's got a podcast?
I think he's got a morning television program. Oh, the puppy. Oh.
Yeah, they're really good. I saw one in the street yesterday and I had to go and ask the person. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm sure you get this all the time. But what is your dog? It's lovely. And they said, it's a Bernie Doodle.
It's a Bernie Doodle, actually.
And they don't molt.
Oh, they're hypoallergenic.
Well, it just means you ain't got to keep hoovering your carpet.
Yeah, oh, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Hoovering your sofa. Are you thinking of getting a dog, Tom? It feels like it's in your future.
More and more, I would like to get a dog, even just to look after the house.
What, like a butler?
Yes, I train it.
Are you thinking of a penguin?
Yes, that's what I want, a penguin. Perfect.
You'd have to get a pond then.
Do you think? Yeah. Then I would, and an Arctic one at that.
Mm.
I wonder, I would like to get... Oh, Alfie's opened the door, can you hear?
No, what's he doing?
Alfie's tried to escape and we haven't turned off the alarm yet this morning. And no, it's
oh my God, Alfie's escaping. Do you need to nip downstairs and sort out the alarm?
One moment, please, listeners, one moment.
Take your headphones off, love. Oh, I thought you were going to be caught up. I thought you were going to trip. I thought you were going to have a hilarious moment of falling over.
Oh, I see. Sorry. No.
Has he left? And stay out!
I think... Well, I'm hoping he'll still be there when I finish. But...
Is the alarm stopped?
The alarm stopped. All right, Alf. Yeah, then the alarm goes, we have received activation.
We have received activation.
Your alarm has been successfully disconnected.
Talking of Alf, what's it all about?
Yes.
Scylla.
There's the alarm company.
I think that should be his nickname. We should call him Scylla.
Because what's all about
Alfie?
That's a good idea.
Anyway, We've had, I'm not going to read them all out, but we've had many messages from people saying how delighted they are to hear that there's a man in your life.
Oh, how kind. Well, we had a lovely time. We had a lovely time on Friday. We went out for dinner with the producers of Cooking with the Stars. And then yesterday he came over to help me transport some clothes from Mum's because Auntie Pearl's coming over at the weekend from Australia.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. Your mum must be delighted about that.
Yes, she is. But you know, she worries about tidying up, making the house perfect. Even though Auntie Pearl is like, don't worry about it. I don't know.
I can't wait to hear that they've lost their voice from talking.
Well, yeah, you won't hear anything. Yeah.
But they're both very good at tableaus, aren't they?
They both are very good at communicating through the medium of tableaus.
Right, Tom, let's have another email. This time from Elizabeth Dyson. We don't know if she's related.
My goodness, what a sucker.
Very nice. Hello, Susie and Tom. Just a quick email to say how much I love the podcast. I love the random content, which makes me laugh daily. I've recently gone back and listened from the very beginning because I love listening to you both so much. Just a few things. Nice. I agree with Tom's mum on colour catchers for the washing machine. A must.
A must.
Especially for a white wash.
Yes.
Well, I've got these new white t-shirts that fit me so well, I might have to get one.
Do you do an exclusive white wash or do you do lights as well?
Yeah, I do. I do an exclusive white wash. I might put in a very light marl grey.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, well, I always panic, but people tell me, no, you can put in loads of things, like even a dark blue shirt. But I put in a colour catcher for Tim and hope for the best.
Susie, I was happy to hear that you and Alice are blessed with a baby and Tom's recent news on the light of his life. Lastly, can I have a shout out to Ali, who's a friend who I recently introduced to the podcast and she loves it.
Oh.
All my love, Lizzie. P.S. I always hang up my bath mat.
Great.
I've also been teaching the children at work to hang up their bath mats since they were babies. This is
Where does she work? In some sort of
Victorian sweatshop? I assume she's a teacher.
Oh, fine.
If this is the only thing I leave with them, I know that Tom would be proud.
That is all they need to know. P.P.S. Yeah, sorry.
If you read this out, feel free to use my name. Okay, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye, bye. Oh, what a lovely message. And thank and welcome Ali to our friendship circle.
Welcome, Ali. Do you have anything to say?
Wonder what Ali's got to say for themselves. Front or back? We don't know. Front alley?
We don't know. Or side?
Side alley. Yeah, it's very handy for taking the bins.
In the new house, we've got a back alley. Mum thinks it's the best thing in the world.
They
that is
handy.
So handy if you have any work done.
So handy.
That is so handy because they'll be able to get skipped in the garden.
Ironically, I haven't got back access in my house. Everyone has to go through.
But it is full of piss.
But the thing is, it's full of piss out there, so it's probably for the best. Do they call that a gurney? Is it a gurney? No, what's
isn't
it called?
A gurney what they put on in hospital?
Oh, no, that's in the hospital. No, what's it called?
What, like a back alley?
A back alley's entrance. Got a name, like, I think it's in the north.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, listeners will know.
Should we have one more email?
Oh, I'd love
before
that.
We let everyone get on with their day.
I'd love that. What's everybody saying? What's the news?
Hello from Illinois.
Oh, hello
Tom and
from
Susie!
Illinois.
Exclamation mark!
Oh,
long time listener, first time emailer.
Goodness, my from Chicago-ish.
Exactly, my beloved friend Mary introduced me to your pod ages ago, and it got me through lockdown like two little pocket pals. Oh, I like that.
Oh, I wouldn't mind being a pocket pal. Penny Pocket, Polly Pocket.
Like Polly Pocket or a Pocket Rocket, which is what they sometimes call very small vibrators. Your jokes and rapport makes my day sparkle. It's so comforting to hear British comedians being so vocally supportive of trans people during a moment where so many are being so loudly horrible. You were wondering in a recent episode whether you had any pro theatre workers listening.
I mean,
hello?
I can't imagine it.
Hello? I'm no West End Wendy yet, but I am a costume designer.
Oh, a real skill there.
Real skill there. Currently finishing my MFA degree.
Must do fucking arts.
Yes, must do fucking arts. And do, miraculously, pay my bills by dressing pretend people.
Oh, goodness. That sounds an interesting way to pay your bills. Do you send those pretend people down to the town hall to pay the bills?
I
want to know about.
Think I assume.
Yeah.
She's talking about dressing actors.
Oh, I see.
I didn't know if you were being facetious then, or if you'd actually lost the thread.
Oh, I thought they had a, I don't know, a little world.
Sure. I would be thrilled beyond belief if I ever got to design for either of you.
Oh my goodness.
Particularly since you've both expressed an interest in doing queer period drama pieces. My absolute favourite.
Queerier.
Two things.
Yes.
If you were to star in said drama or comedy or romance, which historical figure would you like to play and why?
Oh.
If you prefer fictional gender swapping, that is totally okay. Who's your pick? Thomas.
Elizabeth I.
Oh.
Good Queen Bess. Right?
Because you look great in a ruff. That's why I'm always near you.
I look rough all the time. So I just think that would be so fun. The big skirt, the white makeup. I've got the forehead for it.
You do, that's so true. Mm. Who would I go for? Maybe Queen Charlotte.
Oh, married to George III.
Yeah, I mean, she's in Bridgerton.
Oh,
and she's a really great character. I mean, now I'm just stealing someone else's character, but you know, you like that Bridgerton style, don't you? It's sort of,
I like that. That's sort of early 19th century. Yeah, I think it's very becoming.
And I think that I would look very good in what the men are wearing.
Yeah, those high collars, those stocks, and cravats they sort of wore were very,
yeah, they were sort of off on a slant.
Yeah, well, they were in that show, probably. They're always taking them off.
Everyone's having sex. Honestly,
are they again?
Less so in this series, but bloody hell, the first series, I had to have a cold shower before bed.
I haven't watched it, actually. I think I might enjoy it, but...
Oh, it's very... Oh, Tom, I like it very much.
Oh.
And finally, a proper shout out to Mary. I miss you always and cannot wait to come and see you this fall.
Oh,
they're so American, Tom.
So American saying
thanks
for
introducing me to two of my now favourite comedians.
Oh.
Good grief, this got long. Thank you for all you do. With love. Bye. Bye bye bye. Bye bye bye.
Bye bye bye. Bye bye bye.
Thank you, Hannah, for getting in touch.
Thank you.
You absolute ledge. From Illinois.
Come on, hear the noise. Illinois is one of my favourite albums by Sophie Ann Stevens. Just saying.
I'm a big fan of Sophie Alice Baxter, so that's kind of
well,
the same.
Similar.
Similar stuff. I love her Kitchen Disco. Now, Illinois, is that sort of musical theatre land for like, I feel like Illinois, is there a character that comes from Illinois?
From the Windy City, the Windy City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we've got.
She's from Illinois.
She's just blown in from it, yeah. She's coming from Chicago. I guess so. Calamity Jane is set in Illinois, or maybe near it anyway. But I think there's a few
Illinois.
Of them.
Illinois. It's one of those ones that doesn't look like how it's spelled.
No, it's confusing like that. Interestingly, well, maybe
go
not
on.
That interesting. It's where my grandmother was born.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, your Irish grandmother.
Yeah. They were Irish.
PG.
PG. They were Irish American. PG. And her father, Patrick, worked on the underground, on the subway, as they call it there. He was electrocuted by a train.
Oh, God.
And killed. And so then they got compensation. They moved back to Ireland.
Wow. That's one of those sliding door moments where you go, it would have all been so different.
Would have been a very different story, wouldn't it? I'd like to go to Illinois. Maybe I'll go one day. I'd like to do a bit
Hannah, better. Email back and let us know what it's like, please.
I think apparently it's really fun. Great music, great restaurants, kind of a bit like, I don't think they like this comparison, but kind of New York, but with, I don't know, just not as kind of...
Turned down?
Yeah. As
Diet New York?
I think turned up. I think more, like more American, maybe more as New York was a little while ago. I don't know why I'm saying that. I don't know who I heard that from. But they say it's very vibrant.
It wasn't me, city. So it must have been a dream.
It must have been a dream, this one. yeah.
Tom, I think that brings us to the end of our pod today.
Oh, what a lovely time it's been, eh?
So nice. What are you doing for the rest of the day then?
Well, I'm going to go and check on my plants. I'm going to have a coffee in the garden on my new chairs.
Very nice.
And then,
oh, nice.
And then I've got a boxing lesson at 1:30.
Say hello to Scylla for me.
Oh, I will. I hope myself not left. And I'll let you know and I'll keep you posted. And
please do, as always. We're
right here.
Bated breath.
Yeah.
All right then, love. Well, I'll see you on Saturday, and we'll see the listeners again next Wednesday.
I can't wait, Suze. I can't wait.
Okay. All right then, love. Bye.
All right. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.